This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
And now, voice of the Bulls, Chuck Swirsky on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Always a pleasure. This is Chuck Swirsky. But for the next 5 hours, I am Joe Bag of Donuts. And I'm proud of that moniker, to be honest with you, because I'm just a fan. And I'll tell you what, I am so fed up.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
That's right. So I'm watching the game, okay? Oh, man, where should I start? I mean, Robbie Triano, our producer. Number one, Robbie, thank you for putting this show together. And I got to tell you something, with Mexican Heritage Weekend here in Chicago?
Yes, it did. It was packed downtown.
Oh, my gosh. And Michigan Avenue is just blocked off. I mean, I had to take a long, long walk. And, I mean, you've got the street and sanitation department there. You got the police there. I mean, I barely made it on the air. And I have this build-up hostility and because I'm frustrated. And I mean, I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, who's calling the plays of this game? That kid is going to get killed. Their offensive line. I mean, that'll be the theme throughout the day right here on 670 The Score. The offensive line or lack thereof. I mean, I was scared to death Caleb Williams was going to be in a box from Houston to Chicago. And we're not talking about a box of a defensive zone and schemes. I'm talking about like in a big box, airmailed, because this kid was going to get killed tonight. And so this offensive line, they seem so out of sync, or maybe it's the talent. I don't know. All I can tell you is that I'm watching this game and the play calling first in the first half. Okay. No Cole Kmet. And I'm a big Cole Kmet guy, okay? I love Cole Kmet. Nothing. Just like the first game of the season. Nothing. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. I'm not at practice. I'm just Joe Bag of Donuts, you know? Give me an apple fritter to be named later. And so I'm saying to myself, where is he? Where is he? Is he hurt? I don't know. And then all of a sudden, they run a couple of pass plays, Robbie, early in the third quarter. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. You know, there is a God. The football gods are starting to wear a Cole Kmet jersey. What's the number, 85? Is that right?
Yeah, number 85, yes. But it was nice to actually see him do something for us.
Yes. And so then he gets a couple of touches or targets in the first 5 minutes of the third quarter. And then guess what? They don't look for him anymore until maybe one pass in the fourth quarter. And he got racked up. I mean, he got nailed, but it was a clean hit. But he still got nailed. Anyway, bottom line is, so Odunze, so like, and I know he's hurt, and he probably wasn't 100%, but I mean, he was nowhere to be found, and that pass, could he have caught that? Maybe, maybe not. That was a tough catch. But still, they didn't look for him. Allen is hurt, right? So I'm saying to myself, every time that Caleb Williams had to make a major, major play passing the football, who'd he go to? DJ Moore, right? Who I think is a tremendous, tremendous player. DJ Moore had 6 receptions. He had Kmet with 4, Swift with 4, Odunze with 2, Carter with 3, and that's about it. And so I'm thinking, oh my gosh, the play calling here. Like Luke Getsy is on Zoom from Vegas. And by the way, the Vegas Raiders, they pulled one out today. How they managed to win that ball game, I'll never know. But I'm thinking the play calling, not good. Offensive line, not good. And so the defense, I mean, they were out of gas. They're on fumes. And Caleb Williams made 2 major mistakes throwing the football. But you know what? I mean, I can't give him a complete pass. But, Robbie, I'm telling you what, he was running for his life. I mean, Houston's a really good football team. We're not talking about the Washington State Cougars here in the Pac-12, the old Pac-12, okay? We're not talking about Stanford, okay? They may have good GPAs, but they don't have any DLs. And I'm saying to myself, Caleb Williams, he threw those 2 passes, and I'd love to have it back. But this guy, can you imagine, Robbie, how sore he's going to be on the plane ride or when he wakes up in the morning? What are they getting back at, like 3 in the morning, 3:30, whatever it is, from Houston? Maybe the coaching staff, maybe the front office staff will be listening to our show. We're on the air until 5.
Chuck, do you want to have a stat? I have a stat for you.
Yes.
Caleb Williams got pressured 36 times tonight. The Texans pressured him 36 times tonight. 10 different players had a pressure on Caleb Williams tonight. That should be illegal.
Yes. And again, I'm taking nothing away from Houston. I mean, the Texans are a legit Super Bowl contender. But I mean, my goodness, that offensive line. And we want to go to the phone lines because I've talked enough. I am so fed up. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. We're on the air until 5. That's right. 5 in the morning. And then Mully and Haw, Dustin, everybody will join the party. And we're going to be chopping this baby up all day long on Bears Monday right here on 670 The Score. Can I mention one other thing? And then, Robbie, who did we go to first, by the way?
We will go to Joe in Santa Monica.
All right. Joe in Santa Monica, hold on, because I want to go to the phone lines. And in West Coast time, it's just after 10 o'clock. And here in the Central Time Zone, it's 12 minutes after midnight. But this fight that took place, this Texan, okay? So Caleb Williams gets just annihilated out of bounds. That should have been a flag to begin with. No flags on the play, right? No flags. And so they get into it. And this Texan, you know who I'm talking about? He punched one of the Bears. He just punched him. Now, I always thought to myself, okay, I've got a nice hand, right? I've got 5 fingers, I got knuckles, and yet I'm going to punch a helmet. That makes a lot of sense. You know, I think there should be bad karma. If you punch a helmet, you should automatically break your hand.
Okay? No, that makes sense. Also, there's just no way to impact someone.
No, yeah. Especially with the birdcage mask and you got the visors. You don't even know who you're hitting half the time.
Where should someone punch then? If someone else is wearing, where should someone punch?
I think he should punch himself because that was a bonehead play. Anyway, so like he gets hit and there's no flag. And so I'm thinking, why is there not a flag? And then Collinsworth and whoever works with Tirico, the referee guy, and he's saying, listen, because there's no flag, they can't all of a sudden say, hey, guess what? That should be a penalty. Apparently you can't do it. I don't like that rule. I think they could have gone to the tent and looked at it and said, hey, we have a problem here. We have a big-time problem here. And he should have been thrown out of the ball game. And I hope, because this is a big stage, Sunday Night Football, right? Sunday Night Football. Millions of people are watching this game. You got the 3rd largest market, the 4th largest market in the country, Chicago, Houston, strong fan bases, right? And then you, on top of that, you got the Bears fan base that everyone loves the Bears. And so I'm saying to myself, Roger Goodell is watching this game. If I'm Roger Goodell, I'm on the phone with the rules committee and the owners and the Players Association saying, hey, you know what? We got to change this rule. That guy should have been ejected. And I want to talk to the officiating crew. I mean, how do you miss that call when Caleb Williams got drilled? He's the number one overall pick. He's the number one jersey seller in the National Football League. I mean, what are you doing to this kid? Number one, the Bears, what are you doing to this kid to begin with? He's running for his life. And secondly, the National Football League needs to, like, look at this and say, hey, you know what? We screwed up. Let's go to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. We have all the scores of all the games in the National Football League. Hey, the White Sox have won two in a row. Whoopee. And also the Cubs. They finally beat the Rockies. They're five out for the wild card. With how many ball games to go? They got like 13. Is that right?
Yes, but their chances of making the playoffs are less than 1% right now. Not good.
That's like the 1% that Caleb Williams is going to stay healthy for 17 games with this offensive line. Okay, it's 1%. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Robbie, we're going to Santa Monica, right?
Yes, we are. Joe in Santa Monica.
Joe, how you doing, Joe?
I'm doing well, a little less well after watching the game, but I wanted to start out with the good before I go to the bad. Not necessarily good, but the refs bailed us out a ton that game, whether it was like the ticky-tacky holding calls or whatever. It worked in our favor. Torrey Taylor, I'll quote the late Dennis Green, I'll say, you know, he is who we thought he was. All of his punts were great, except for I think the last one went out of bounds a little early, whatever. That's a good. Now to the bad, personnel on both sides of the ball, there were a ton of misses. I think having DeAndre Swift on that holding call, I don't know why we don't have any of our other running backs out there. That was incredibly frustrating, and I don't think DeAndre Swift had a great performance. I don't think we have to drill into that. He just did terrible. And then on defense, specifically the touchdown, on that last score, it was Sweat, Walker, and Jervon Dexter were all off the field.
That's correct.
The Texans scored.
Why? What's up with that? I mean, what scheme were they in?
They're gassed. They got to be gassed. My guess is they're gassed. And then the last part of the whole bad coaching thing, I mean, and there's 100 bad coaching things, but the thing that made me the most upset, and I'm using my best language here, the thing that made me the most upset was both challenge calls.
Don't get me started. I mean, what are they thinking? Seriously.
I mean,
that ball was on the ground.
I saw it live that it wasn't it was not an interception, and I have no idea what they were thinking up in the box. And then Flus had the gall at the end during his press conference. He was actually prompted and asked about the two challenge calls, and he said that he loved the process. So I don't know.
He probably didn't want to throw a member of his staff or two under the bus. And so as a head coach, I mean, you can't do that to your staff. I mean, I don't blame them for that. I mean, you can put the spin on things, but the truth of the matter is they screwed up big time. Because can you imagine had they had that one extra timeout down the stretch? The complexion changes. So I appreciate it very much, Joe in Santa Monica. Thank you. Leaving one line open at 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. Up next for the Bears, they got the Colts, right? Is that a noon kickoff, Robbie? Do you know?
Let me look right now. But the Colts today, they lost to the Packers as well. So two teams both coming off a loss.
Yeah. And
yep, that game will be at noon.
Noon. Okay. Well, I mean, that's a winnable ball game for the Bears, don't you think? I mean, listen, Anthony Richardson has a boatload of talent, but I want the Bears to bring it, everything they got, because they're going to rattle this kid. I loved him at Florida, got hurt last year, and he has a tremendous upside, but he threw three picks today, and I think they can really get in his cage. But enough of that next week. I don't want to talk about next week. I want to talk about tonight's game, last night's game now, to 12:20 in the morning here in Chicago, 50,000 watts of Bears talk, 670 the score. Robbie, who do we have up next?
We're going to go to Kevin and Niles. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Good, Kevin. What's up?
You know, what's up is this, is that we don't have an offensive, we don't have a center or right guard, but this is what I do like about tonight's game. They play the team that's going to be in the NFC Championship. They're beside them and, you know, Kansas City, I mean, you know, they look really on the money.
Yes, they do.
You know, and we held them to one touchdown and three 60-yard field goals, you know, 55-plus yard field goals.
Good point. So I'll meet you halfway on that.
Needs to realize, and the Bears need to realize that we have a championship defense, and we need someone. Listen, I played quarterback before. It is physically impossible to step into your throw when you got your center being knocked on his behind, and then being looking like he's surfing. He's flat on his stomach, on his behind. Nate Davis is constantly a penalty, or he's just getting hammered. I mean, that center, and they're right, they can run the ball. And if they can run the ball, they can pass the ball. They don't got time. A center has to be fixed ASAP. I don't think they can go next week into the center with Coleman Shelton. I mean, they have to fix that.
Yep, they do. Good point. Thank you for the call. I like that call very much. Because how long were the field goals here? I'm looking at the stats. I mean, because this kid was amazing. He went 4 for 4, and the longest of those four, how many 50-yard plus did he have in the ball game tonight? Three?
What's the question?
How many field goals of the four? He made 4 for 4. The longest was 59. Of the four field goals, how many were 50 or more yards?
Let me take a look, but I think he was the player of the game, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, really. I mean, you know, listen, he misses one. Again, the game changes, but I agree with the caller because Houston is a legit, legit Super Bowl contender. I like that football team. I like them a lot. Mixon has got to stay healthy. You know, we can talk about the Bears. They only had 71 yards. How about Swift? 14 carries, 18 yards. Caleb Williams, 5 carries, 44 yards. Houston, Mixon, he was banged up, 9 carries, 25 yards. Akers, 7 carries, 32 yards. But really, they didn't run the ball very well. And I love Stroud. I think Stroud is legit. He's the real deal. I love the kid, but I love Caleb Williams, and I'm just very, very concerned if this offensive line doesn't get it together. Let's go back to the phone lines, 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. Also, you can text us right here on 670 The Score. Let's go to Joe. Joe, what's happening? Joe, are you there? Okay, let's go to Dom and Lyle. Dom, are you with us? 670 The Score.
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call. When the Bears drafted Justin Fields, the 1 year we blamed it on the coaching. Next year we blamed it on the offensive coordinator. Then we started blaming the offensive line. Then we started blaming the players around them. How many games is it going to take before we realize that, oops, we did it again, and we drafted another dummy?
I beg your pardon? No. Caleb Williams is legit, all right? So that notion, I don't want to hear that, okay? Caleb Williams is legit, and nobody tonight, period, could beat Houston with the Bears' lack of production on the offensive line. I thank you for the call. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. And let's see, at 7 o'clock in the morning, you got Olin Kreutz with Mully and Haw. 7:25, you got Brad Biggs with Mully and Haw. DJ Moore with Mully and Haw at 8 o'clock. And then 11 o'clock, Anthony Herron with Bernstein and Holmes. And then, let's see, at 12, Dan Weider with Bernstein and Holmes. At 3 o'clock, you've got Kurt Warner and Matt Spiegel and Patrick Manley. At 4 o'clock, Mark Grody with Spiegs and Manley. At 5 o'clock, Jalen Johnson with Spiegs and Manley. Tuesday at noon, TJ Edwards with Bernstein and Holmes. There you go. All right, back to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. We're getting a lot of text, a lot of text. People are just not going to bed very well this morning because they're seeing what we're seeing and they're talking about what we're talking about. The offensive coordinator is getting hammered big time, just ripped. So let's return to the phone lines right here. Let's go to Brandon. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, Joe, is it time to make the donuts?
Yeah, it is. What's your favorite donut?
I got to go with the old-fashioned, like, cruller. I like the French cruller.
Yeah, you know what? That's not bad. You know, we need a sponsor. When I fill in on 670 The Score, we need a donut sponsor. Whether it's Do Right Donuts, Dunkin' Donuts, Stan's, I love donuts. And I'll tell you what, doing this show, I am a Joe Bag of Donuts because I'm just a fan like you watching. So what was your take in the ball game last night against Houston?
So, Ben, the physicality in tonight's game was outmatched, you know, from the jump, you know. And the punch on the sideline, I wish we still had Olin on our team, man. That guy would have left the game with a broken jaw, man. But, man, tonight's game just reminded me of the last game of the year against the Packers and just how nothing's changed. You know, Justin was running for his life that game. Tonight, Caleb's running for his life again. When is enough with Flus? You know, when is he going to step in and, you know, try and scheme some play calls where you're breaking on hot routes or, you know, just trying to counter what the other team is doing? I mean, it's like he's like seeing the same thing over and over again, and he's just not doing anything about it. And then Waldron's calling these shotgun plays on the road when you can't hear a damn thing. I mean, it's just the same thing as Getsy. I hate to say it, but I thought we were going to get a more exotic Waldron.
Well, I would love to be, you know, they had Hard Knocks and they have this, you know, where they take us into the GM's office and the head coach office. And we know that's homogenized, right? I mean, you got the cameras going. So we really don't hear the tough conversations. We hear a conversation, but we don't really get the conversation. Would you agree with that? Okay, so here's my take. I would love to have the real, I'm talking the real conversation. Bring the coffee, bring the donuts, and I want Ryan Poles, I want Matt Eberflus, I want Waldron, I want that room packed. And I would love to hear when they bust this game down what they saw and just let it fly. Because I'll tell you what, if I'm Ryan Poles right now and I'm looking at this offensive line, and again, he put this team together and he's turned things over to the coaches to coach him. They got some problems on the offensive line. Now, the Bears aren't going to see Houston every week, and they should beat the Colts. The Colts are not a very good football team, period. And the Bears should win that game. And I still think the Bears are very capable of winning 10, 11 games. Not very many people, with the exception of me, Joe Bag of Donuts, took the Bears to win this game. I mean, if you look at every beat reporter that covers this team and the national scope of major.com football experts, no one took the Bears. The Bears were expected to lose this game. It's how they lost that bothers me, okay? It's how they lost the game. Offensive line penalties, offensive line protection, horrendous. You know, the play calling, bad. I mean, everything. Bad, 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 bad. Bad football. And so, again, I get it. Houston's really good. But the Bears have got to clean up a lot of stuff. Let's go to the phone lines, or do we have to take a break? All right, let's go back to the phone lines. And who do we go to next, Robbie?
We are going to go to Kathy. Let's go to Kathy.
Kathy, how you doing?
Oh, fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
You know, I watched the game, and I'm going to have to agree with a lot of your callers. You can't keep kicking the can down the road. You're going to have to start fixing this. You know what? We suffered a lot with Justin Fields, and now look at him. He's playing like an ace over in Pittsburgh. How many times do I have to sit here?
He's playing like an ace in Pittsburgh? Are you kidding me? How many field goals have the Steelers kicked in the last two games? Hey, listen, I'm a big Justin Fields fan. But I wouldn't say he's – and if you're telling me, would I rather have Caleb Williams or Justin Fields, I'd rather have Caleb Williams.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. That guy can't play nothing. I think my kid plays better on the sandlot than that guy does.
Oh, Kathy. Come on, Kathy.
No. I'm a Justin Fields fan, and I think he plays a hell of a lot better game, more heart, more determination.
Oh, my gosh. Now we're going into heart? How can you judge Caleb Williams' heart? No, I'm not ripping Justin Fields. I love Justin Fields. I want him to have a great career. But don't start questioning players' hearts. You don't know Justin.
Don't start justifying a guy who can't play, who can't throw a football.
Oh, my gosh. He can't throw a football. Kathy.
Let me ask you this. Did we watch the same game?
Yes, we did.
I watched the game and it sucked. And I'm done kicking the can down the road.
Kathy, listen, you know what? Do you need to settle down, okay? Have some warm milk and a cookie, and you'll be great.
Why don't you have a donut, okay?
I think that's a great idea. Thank you. All right. You got to love Bears fans.
Kathy may be my favorite caller of all time.
We got to save that clip. Why don't you have a donut? We should have donuts. We should have food in here. Where is Mitch Rosen, the czar of sports radio? I mean, he has a budget, right?
Yeah, we need a donut budget.
We need a donut budget and then some. I mean, look at the food they have here. I mean, I come in, I got scraps. I got Tuesday's pizza. I mean, what's up with that? All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to go back to the phone lines because these calls, we are not going to neglect you. I see the board. I feel you. And we're going to go to the calls. This is Chuck Swirsky, 670 The Score. It's 12:32 Monday morning. We've got all the scores of all the games, little information, and then we're going to go to the phone lines coming up next right here on Bears Monday Morning.
And the first meeting of these two rookie quarterbacks, a couple of guys who find themselves as faces of the franchise going forward. Put on a good show for us here tonight. Final score, Houston 19, Chicago 13.
We're back with more Chuck Swirsky on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, there you have the voice of the great Mike Tirico. Texans win a 19-13 offensive line, a mess. Play calling, a mess. The officials, a mess. There's really not too much I can say about this football game. Defense, solid. Santos is Santos. But I'm telling you right now, I mean, the Bears will go into Indianapolis and whip the Colts. That I can promise. But let's go back to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. A lot of people have to go to therapy, and that's why this office is open. Office of Joe Bag of Donuts. And you really, I mean, I could pass for a psychiatrist, right?
You have the credentials, yeah.
Sure, I do. Listen, we're not going to go there. All right, let's go to Bob in Naperville. Bob, how you doing?
Hey, Chuck, how are you?
I'm not in a very good mood, Bob.
No, I'm with you. You know, if I hear another Meathead Bear fan saying Caleb laid his butt on the line tonight, he had zero help. And, you know, the thing is, it's very simple. This is not complicated. If you have no running game and you average 1.7 yards rushing, you can bring back Dan Marino and he's not going to do. You got to get a running game. And where's Herbert? Swift is dancing back there. You got to get another running back in there. We got to develop some kind of a running game. If you got to get a new center and a right guard or move Jenks, you got to do something, but you got to start establishing a run game. My God.
Hey, you remember absolutely David Montgomery? Brutal. He was pretty good.
Yeah, he sure was. And I don't understand why Herbert's not getting any touches, Chuck. What's the deal with that?
Herbert had
personnel packages by Waldron.
Yeah,
has been brutal. I don't get it. And why is Komet on the sideline and Everett's dropping passes because he played with him in Seattle? Where's the $50 million Komet, who's a darn good ball player, on the sidelines at the end of the game? Waldron is not doing well at all.
No.
We got to establish a running game. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Let's see. Herbert had 2 carries, 3 yards. Again, 22 carries for the Bears, 71 yards, an average of 3.2. Houston averaged 3.4. I appreciate the call, Bob from Naperville, leaving one line open, 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. Texter 816 says, this is a mess. Mahomes was running for his life all day today against Cincinnati, and you're right. And I'll tell you what, the Kansas City Chiefs, taking nothing away from the Chiefs, the Chiefs are the Chiefs of the Chiefs. We know who they are. But boy, do they get some great calls. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. And I love the Chiefs. I love Andy Reid. They've got spectacular Hall of Fame players. They lose 2 or 3 players because of the cap, and they draft, and they pick up guys that are second-line, third-line players, and you mix them in with really good players, and they rise and elevate their own games. It's great stuff. But, man, did they get some good calls today against Cincinnati, Robbie.
Does Patrick Mahomes get the LeBron treatment where it's like, foul, even though it wasn't really a foul?
No,
I feel like the Chiefs get that.
There's only one LeBron with the fouls, okay? So don't get me started on LeBron, please, really. So the story came out over the weekend. I don't know if you saw it. There's speculation now how LeBron, how he wants to leave the game. Does he want to do a farewell tour, or does he just want to retire at the end of the season and say, it's been a pleasure, goodbye?
Can he play O-line for the Bears?
He probably could. I mean,
could be just as good.
He played football, and he loves football. If you see his tweets, he's always tweeting. He must have one of those man caves. Of course, he lives in a palace. After all, he is a king. And so he's got all these TVs around him. He's just tweeting on games. I mean, he's tweeting on the Buccaneers Lions. mean, yeah, let's Baker Mayfield. Let's talk about, you know, Dan Campbell. Yeah, I love those Applebee commercials. All right, let's go back to Elburn. Hector, you're on 670 The Score on Bears Monday. What's up, Hector? Hector, you there? Hector going once. Hector going twice. You are out of here. Let's go to Steve in Lakeview. Steve, what's going on? 670 The Score.
So my question is, why? So all of our defensive guys always play, but we don't put our best offensive guys in.
Well, you're specifically talking about Komet, right?
How many snaps can Travis Homer play? How many times do I have to watch Travis Homer at running back? I don't want to see him anymore. He's a guy.
Well, I mean, really, listen, you know what? I have an issue with the offensive play calling. I've got a lot of issues about where this is all headed. And the offensive line, I mean, they've got to get a center. And I mean, the penalties on the offensive line. And then, you know, Caleb Williams is running for his life. And, I mean, he got clocked a number of times, including the out-of-bounds play that led to the Texan punching a Bear that should have been tossed. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Lee. On the south side, Lee, you're on 670 The Score.
Hey, sir. Hey, you know, I listen to a lot of the callers, and, you know, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not really upset because I have expectations. Like, I had the Bears losing this game, and I've been a Bears fan since 68, but I had the Bears losing this game 31-17, so they did pretty good to me just to stay in it to the last minute. That was pretty good. And also, I got the Bears winning 7 games for the season. I don't see them winning 10 or 11 games like you said. But because I believe that you got a new quarterback, and he got to learn the NFL. You got to go to school. You got to learn the NFL. You're not going to come in and dominate the NFL. You're not going to do it.
Okay, but let's talk. Believe it or not, we're going to try and talk some common sense here, okay? Realistically, did you expect the Bears to go into Houston against a competitive Super Bowl contender and win this game? Yes or no?
No, that's why I told you. I had them losing 31-17.
Okay.
Had them losing by 2 touchdowns.
So if you're basing 7 wins, if you look at the schedule, I could see this ball club winning 10 games, 11 games, 9, 10, or 11 in that window.
Okay, so hold on. Let me ask you one question.
And I'll tell you what, this would be a good season if they win 9, 10, or 11 and make the playoffs.
Let me stop you there for just 1 second. So in the Central Division, if you got them winning that many games, that means in the Central Division, how many games are they going to win in the Central?
Well, I think that's a good question. Ask me that.
No. Minnesota today, they can't beat the Vikings.
No,
beat the Packers.
Okay.
And they can't beat Detroit.
Well, don't you think that question should be asked when they play them and who's healthy and who's not?
Yes.
I mean, you can talk about they should win this game based on health. But if they're not healthy or if the opposing team isn't healthy, then what?
Right.
You see how many players were out for Cincinnati today?
Here's the thing, Chuck. All those defenses will dominate the Bears' offensive line. All of them.
Well, you're probably right about that. I'm not going to lie. I mean, what you're saying is true. And I thank you for the call. One line open, 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. Shane Waldron's getting a lot of heat, Robbie Triano. Robbie's putting together our program, taking a lot of heat on our text line, 312-644-6767. Let's see. Ryan Poles taking some heat. He's the GM of this ball club. And again, you know what? We talk extremes, like me, because I want the Bears to go 17-0. Not happening. I get it. I'm just a fan. Joe Bag of Donuts. It's how they lost today that bothers me. Did I expect them, as much as I said on Twitter that they were going to win? Hey, listen, Houston's Houston. We knew who they are. And going into the season, that was an L. Most people, in fact, I didn't read one NFL expert, whatever that means anymore. Who is an expert? Some blogger in Amsterdam? But that took the Bears to win this game, Robbie. Not one. They all took Houston. So should I be surprised? No. But I do have concerns and some red flags. Not yellow flags, although those can be in the mix too. Because
there were a lot tonight.
There were a lot. You know, who was the head official? He was on national TV more than Trump and Kamala. Seriously, he was. I mean, like every play, I'm thinking you got to give it a rest. I didn't come to watch a football game because of you. All right. Let's, Robbie, who are we going to next?
We're going to go to Mary and Niles.
All right, Mary, what's going on?
We're a little miffed here because Mr. Swirsky sounds so adamant about Caleb Williams. Are you his father, uncle? I know what you saw may have been different than what we saw in our household. He may be the greatest thing on earth, but he certainly didn't look like it tonight. He missed a lot of his men, and I know he's a happy-go-lucky guy. He loves the kids, and I love him for that. But he did not look like this quarterback that you, Chuck, keep touting. He did not look a franchise quarterback. He doesn't make the shots. He did not connect. He overthrew the shot. He threw lateral moves. And too many lateral moves. Does he have any decision-making in those plays?
So, Mary, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Nothing to say about this.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. How many games have the Bears played?
This is number 2.
Oh, 2. Unbelievable. And so... The Bears, would you say that that Caleb Williams played better in his second game or his first game?
Neither. Not so special. We want to ask a question to you regarding Justin Fields.
Yes.
I know he won last week's game by field kicks mostly. How did they score and win tonight? Just specifically, I don't know that myself. Please give me the stats on that game.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I do not have that information in front of me, but I will get it to you, and we will track down the Pittsburgh-Denver ball game just for you, I promise. And Robbie's going to work on that. Robbie, if you could give me the stats, or do you have it in front of you?
Yeah, so for the Pittsburgh Broncos game, that was 13-6. Let's go by the play-by-play of that game. We had a 5-yard touchdown pass from Justin Fields. Okay, 7-0. We had a field goal, another field goal by Pittsburgh, and then two field goals by the Broncos. Only one touchdown in the Steelers-Broncos game.
Okay, and what was the final of that game?
13-6. So
13-6 over a mediocre Denver team. What was Fields' line passing-wise?
So Justin Fields, we all know him very well, 13 for 20. He had 117 passing yards for one touchdown, and then rushing 8 attempts for 27 yards. So I don't know why anyone is saying that's the quarterback we need right now.
So there you go. I appreciate the call, Mary. There, you want stats? We've got stats for you. 312-644-6767. Here's a texter, 773. Hey, Chuck, you're not too popular with the ladies tonight, are you? On the air, off the air, you name it. I'm just not popular with the ladies. But you know what? It is what it is. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I have a question for you about her, because I have my...
The ladies?
No, I'll do that after the show. So I have my, like, blame pie list of who gets the most blame. And my number three on my list was Caleb Williams. I think he is going to be great down the road.
But the two picks, I get you. I understand.
Or, like, just overthrowing Carter. Or you could see at the end of the game, DJ Moore was
so... DJ Moore was really ticked.
Frustrated.
Yes, so, he was.
Like, I understand, like, Caleb Williams, he is being pressured all night long. Like, he is definitely seeing ghosts out there. But there were times he looked like a rookie quarterback. Am I going to bash him for that? No. But he is a reason why the Bears did lose. He's not the number one reason, but he is a reason. So I understand Mary's concern, but calm down. He's going to be fine.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. But, you know, again, he had issues tonight. I'm not discounting that. He had issues. But you have to look at why he had issues. If you're running for your life and you're getting smashed to the ground, you think that's fun? I mean, he signed up for it, number one overall pick. A lot of guys are salivating to get to the number one pick in the pocket and drill him. Okay, that's just the nature of the beast. This is a violent, violent sport. And I still maintain, and by the way, I'm a hypocrite, because would I want my kids to play football? No. And I'm glad they didn't. Number one, they weren't big enough to play really at that level, or any level for that matter, but I'm glad they elected not to play. They played touch football, and I'm into touch football. But I think it's a violent sport, as we're seeing, and I think it's these players are so big, and they're strong, and they're fast, and I mean, they have the mentality that they want to be aggressively violent and take players out. And that's the way it's been in the 2000s, in the 90s, 80s, 70s, 60s, 50s. That is the nature of the beast. This is a physical sport. But having said all that, I love the National Football League. I love the NFL better than college football, especially now since I can't name you every school in conferences. Like if someone says, Chuck, name every school in the ACC. No clue. Where before, I could name every school in the ACC.
Do you know that Cal and Stanford are in the ACC? The
yes.
Atlantic Coast Conference, Cal and
Stanford.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Well, of course, Washington, Oregon are in the Big Ten. And I think Northwestern is playing in Seattle this Saturday. And Indiana just played UCLA and just beat up the Bruins. The Bruins are a bad football team. And so anyway, let's go back to the phone lines. Well, who do we go to next? You want to go to David in Pontiac?
Works with me.
All right, David in Pontiac, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Chuck? Hey, I agree with you 100%. These Bears fans, they got to calm down. Give the kid a few weeks. That was a great team that they played. They were on the road, like you said, they weren't really expected to win the game. And this is why they watch film. Just let them see, you know, the elite of the elite, and maybe he'll adjust his speed. We got to give him a few weeks. So I agree with you on him. The only thing is, when you say it's him or just Justin Fields, they could have drafted Marvin Harrison. And so I'm a Cardinals fan. So the one thing I wanted to say was, you said nobody could have escaped that pressure. So I'm just going to say that I disagree with you, that I think Kyler could have, and I'll just leave it at that, and then I'll let you take the rest of it. Thank you.
Okay, well, no, I would rather – listen, I love Justin Fields. This is not going to turn into what you rather have show. I'm not going there, won't go there, don't have to go there. The Bears made the right choice drafting Caleb Williams, period. Okay, end of story. The value of Justin Fields was not very good, to the point where now that he's starting for the Steelers, what is it? He has to play, 51%, Robbie?
Yeah, correct.
And they get a fourth-round pick.
Yep, so right now it's a sixth-round pick. If he plays that much, it'll be a fourth-round pick.
All right, there you go. Is it 50%, 40%?
I will look up the number on that, but I believe it's majority of the snaps.
Okay. So anyway, so again, this is not turning into would you rather have Williams or Fields. The decision was made. I support it 1,000%. Let's go to Jimmy in Tampa. Jimmy, you're on 670 The Score. What's happening? We're talking Bears Monday after the Texans won it over the Bears in Houston.
What's up, Chucky Donuts? So
yeah.
Here's the deal.
Yes,
so,
sir.
I don't know what the hell the Bears are doing. They always miss out on development of players. How about what's going above the Green Bay Packers, the Cheddar Curtain? Look at what they did. They just stole Malik Willis out of the blue. Not that Malik Willis is going to develop into anything, but they got him off the scrap heap, and he's winning freaking games. So what does that say about our development in our eye? So I appreciate your call. Thank you.
All right. Well, again, you know, Willis did a solid job. No doubt about that. The Packers beat the Colts 16-10, and with Love out for about 3 weeks or so, with that knee situation with the MCL, I mean, they picked up Willis basically for nothing, but he did not play well for Tennessee. And again, I'm not ready to put Willis in the Hall of Fame, okay? One of my great lines that we use for a player when he goes off for the Bulls, put him in the Hall! Put him in the Hall of Fame! Well, I'm not putting Willis in the Hall of Fame. And he played well, taking nothing away from that young man. I think he did a great job. Let's see if he can do it for two or three more weeks. Thank you for the call. 312-644-6767. We're going to go to more calls. I got some text, and people are saying, Chuck, thank you for pumping the brakes on these fans who don't know what they're talking about. I'm glad you support Caleb Williams. Yep, I am supporting Caleb Williams. And he had two bad tosses, maybe three, but the two picks can't do. But I'm a big believer in Caleb Williams, and he's going to be an all-pro quarterback one day in the National Football League, period. We'll return. If you disagree, you tell me. If you think the Bears, considering they played a really good Houston team, are going to come out of this and they're going to beat up on the Colts, which they will, you tell me yes or no. 312-644-6767.